Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Not a great start to the series for the Twins. They have a 3-0 lead going to the bottom of the seventh on Friday night. Lose 4-3 to the Guardians to fall 5 back. And then today it was all Shane Bieber in a 5-1 victory. And really, the Twins are 6 games out. It is, as Chris Atterbury said, a really tough climb from here. You would absolutely positively need to sweep the final 3 games of the series, make it 3 games back going to Kansas City for that series with the Royals. But then you have no more head-to-head games with Cleveland. And then you need to rely on Cleveland to stumble, and you would need to go on a real tear to close out the regular season. So the Twins in trouble. But the story of the day has to be the home run in the ball game today. And you heard the post-game audio from Minnesota's own Matt Wallner, who hit the home run. And it ends up in the hands of a Guardians fan. And apparently Mike Herman went out and spent a long time making a deal. And you heard Chris and Danny talk about it. And it sounds like a couple of bats. Who knows? We'll learn more as we move through the day. But what I want to put out there for you on this Saturday afternoon, Twins get beat 5-1. They're 6 back. Not really dwell on the game, but what I want to dwell on, what would you demand if you're in the bleachers at Target Field, or if you are in a ballpark and you catch someone's first major league home run? What do you want in return? What is enough? Because the fan, let's just call the fan John Doe. John Doe catches the ball. He is 100% in his rights to keep that ball. He doesn't have to give it back. Now, obviously, Matt Wallner would love to have that ball, first Major League home run. It is a big deal. And there are other milestone home runs. Remember, when fans go to the ballpark trying to get a 500th career home run and some of those other things when Barry Bonds was hitting home runs like crazy and going after, for instance, Hank Aaron's record. But in this case, if you're a fan, what do you want in return? What is enough? And I know Danny and Chris threw out their ideas. Would it be, playoff tickets? Looks like Cleveland's on their way to the postseason. But what would you need? Here's the number, 651-461-9226. What do you consider fair? Once again, 651-461-9226. What would you need in exchange for a memorable home run to give it back? 651-461-9226. And, of course, that number is our City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. We're going to break. We'll come back. We'll have an update on the weather. We'll have some college football scores. And then hopefully you've got a thought on what you would need to give back a home run ball here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Twins got dominated in Game 1, 5-1. Shane Bieber lights out today. Twins really didn't have much of a chance, but Matt Wallner, the Minnesota native, hit a home run, his first Major League home run in the game today, and certainly one of the highlights in the ball game.
Wallner hits one high in the air, deep center field, right center field, and the park will not hold it. Home run, Matt Wallner. Dan Gladden said he liked his home run trot, and it's on display in his first big league game. Matt Wallner crushes one towards the bullpens in right center, and it's 5-1. Cleveland on the first of what we hope will be many Minnesota round trippers for Forest Lakes, Matt Wallner.
And in the wake of that home run, we learned that Mike Herman, who is ultimately the Twins' traveling secretary, and he kind of handles all the arrangements behind the scenes, transportation, the per diems, all of those sorts of things. I believe that's his role on the road. He manages everything, hotel rooms, the motor coaches, the flights, all of that sort of stuff. Mike Herman, so he jumps in and negotiates some sort of trade. Now, we haven't confirmed 100% what the trade is. We understand some bats were involved. And what I threw out there to you is, what would you want in return for an important home run like that? Say, for instance, you're at Target Field and the opposing player hit their first major league home run, and you happen to be in the outfield seats and you caught it. What would you want in return? I'm going to throw out what I would need in return, and I think this would be very reasonable. I would happily give the ball back, but say, hey, I'd love to get an autographed ball from the player in return and a photo. So I'd say, hey, even if it's an opposing player, I'd like to get a photo, handing him the ball, and then get another ball. Didn't even have to be a game use, just a major league ball signed by the player with the date, first major league home run. And I believe MLB has authenticators on site, and just get it authenticated. I would be good with that. That's all I would need. I wouldn't need bats. I wouldn't need to throw out the first pitch, as Chris and Danny alluded to. I wouldn't need any of that. I wouldn't need playoff tickets. But I would like to meet the player. I would like to be able to hand them the ball, get a photo or two, and then get a ball in return with their autograph and the date, etc. That would be good enough for me. What do you need? Or what would you need in return as we have a little fun on what has been an otherwise disappointing day for the Twins in a 5-1 loss to Cleveland as they fall six games back? And here's that post-game audio one more time. Wallner did confirm that he did ultimately get the ball.
I think we're in the process of okay, there we go. We had to sell the Capitol building to get it. So.
Yeah, sell the Capitol building. Rumor is a couple of bats were involved. We don't know whose autographs. But what would you need? Carrie is our producer, Carrie Klatt. Mm-hmm. Carrie, you're at Target Field with the family. You're lucky enough to catch a meaningful home run ball. What would you need in return?
I wrote down, I would want a suite. I would want a suite with free food. Give me free drinks.
So you're going big.
Yeah, why not? All they can do is say no, right? You got to ask. I like your idea of just, getting his autograph and getting a photo. I think that's, of course, a great idea. I'd like to go down to the field. I think an average fan would love that, right? Go down to the field, watch batting practice one game. Tour the clubhouse, stuff like that.
I just think, to me, because it means so much to the guy to be there in that moment to say, hey, I want to bring this ball down there. You know, if I got to go through security and all that, I want to present it to him and say congrats, get the photo, and get another ball signed in return. To me, that would be a great memory. And I think that's something that the player would think is cool. Hey, this guy is a Cleveland Guardians fan, and he wanted to meet me and hand over the ball. I think that would be a cool moment. But, you know, maybe that's why I haven't, you know, demanded more when I've had leverage in my life. I don't know. Maybe I'm an easy mark. But what would you need? We'd love to hear from folks as we have a little fun on this Saturday afternoon, a warm September Saturday afternoon, the final official days of summer before autumn officially begins. We'll have some college football scores as well. We'll go outdoors with Steve Kearney following the news and weather at 4 here at News Talk 830-WCCO. The number is 651-461-9226. We have some texts that are kind of funny. 651-461-9226. Heather and Hutch on the text line. And, of course, the city's one plumbing talk and text line. Heather and Hutch, I'm thinking I would need season tickets. Wow. So Carrie said, I want a suite fully stocked with food and beverage. Okay. I'm got a couple here we can't put on the radio, but they're still funny. A big smile, a nice handshake, and a thank you. So that's kind of along the lines. I would want a ball in return with their autograph, but that's good. One of his autographed bats and one of his autographed game jerseys. Not bad. Seems reasonable. I mean, considering these clubs and all the money they have and the fact that all these players have a ton of bats in tow and the club always has a number of jerseys at the ready, that doesn't seem unreasonable. Here's one. A ticket out of Cleveland.
I like that one.
Yeah. There you go. Let's see. And, He said in return to give up the home run ball, I want to meet Louis Arraez and get a bat signed by him and a picture with him and a five-minute chat. Even though you're, you know, turning over a home run ball to an opposing player, say, hey, in return, I'd like to meet my favorite twin. And I would think in that situation, in this case, for instance, Walner to get the ball back or another player, and if they approached him and said, hey, this guy is willing to give the home run ball back but wants to meet you, I think most of these guys would do it as a favor to their teammate. I think that's pretty good. I'd want a game jersey and a ball signed by the pitcher and hitter along with a picture with those players. Wow. So we're getting some good ones. So once again, one of the highlights of the broadcast today was a description of Mike Herman trying to negotiate with this Guardians fan to get Matt Wallner's first Major League home run back. And I guarantee you that will continue in the Game 2 broadcast tonight with our pregame show beginning at 5:30. And I would assume Gino will have the scoop, or certainly Chris Atterbury or Dan Gladden will have all the details on the broadcast tonight. But if you want to share, feel free to call. The number again, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226, and that is the city's one plumbing talk and text line. When we come back, some college football scores. A relatively quiet day in the MIAC as non-conference play continues today. Concordia idle, Bethel idle, St. John's idle. Hamlin's not playing today. Some of the teams in the league are in action. The Northern Sun, a full slate of games. We'll get into that today and tonight around the region. And the Golden Gophers are underway against Colorado over at BU. So we'll get into all of that. here's a funny one. And this is kind of a cheap shot, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway, because the Twins fan might get a laugh, and we're here to inform and entertain. This caller would say, to return a home run ball, they'd like to get a few cuts against Emilio Pagan. He gives up homers to everyone else. That's a cheap shot, but I thought I'd throw it out there anyway. Twins fall to Cleveland today, 5-1 in Cleveland. The Guardians now have a six-game lead in the division. Game 2 of the doubleheader today coming up. Our pregame show at 5:30, first pitch after 6. Sunday matinee, Monday matinee before the Twins move on to Kansas City beginning on Tuesday. We'll be right back here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Shane Bieber dominates, and Cleveland beats Minnesota today 5-1. The Twins are six-game back. And they have three to go in this series with Cleveland, and now they're in a spot where they absolutely have to win the final three games of this series and then just kind of hope for a miracle down the stretch to be able to rally and win the division. Cleveland wins the first two, and one of the amazing stat, Cleveland has won seven straight against the Twins, but Shane Bieber just way too much. Here's another one that Chris Atterbury threw out. Twins 4-18 on the road since the All-Star break. Wow. That is another number that really stands out. Now, Matt Wallner hit a home run, the lone highlight offensively today for the Twins. His first major league home run. Mike Hermann had to go down, negotiate return of the ball. Wallner jokes post-game that I think they had to turn over the keys to the state capitol building in the transaction, which is pretty good. But what I threw out there is, what would you need in return for a meaningful home run ball like that? What would you want? I'd settle for a chance to meet the player and an autographed ball in return, maybe a photo with the player, even if it's an opposing player. I think that would be cool, something that you could, you know, throw in a den or in an office and say, yeah, you know, this guy hit his first major league home run. I caught it, got a photo after the game. I thought that would be pretty cool. But let's go to the phone lines. Laurel and Fridley. Laurel, what do you need in return?
Okay, I would really like in return the bat that he would sign, that he used, and yeah, and a picture. I'd like a big picture, colored picture signed. And I'm not through yet.
Wow! Now you're willing to give the ball back, but the bat he used, you'd want. Wow! Okay.
Otherwise, a facsimile. It doesn't have to be that one, because maybe you save it. But a bat like it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I would. I'm not through yet.
Okay. Lay it out there, Laurel.
All right, I'd like a signed jersey and a signed cap, Twins
cap. Okay. All right. Well,
I'm not through yet.
Well, no, that's good. Yeah, thanks for the call, Laurel.
Okay.
Yeah, have a good day. And once again, Laurel joining us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Yeah, I doubt he's going to give up the bat he used to hit the home run, but you'd probably get another bat in his collection. And, you know, that seems pretty reasonable. By the end of all of it, I can now hardly wait for the guys to lay it out on the pregame and during the broadcast tonight on how all this went down. I think it would be a great get. Closed circuit to Geno and the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Get a one-on-one with Mike Hermann. He should be the pregame guest tonight. Get Mike Hermann on and tell us how this went down and how hard a bargain this Guardians fan drove to get the ball back to Matt Wallner. All right, once again, if you want to send us a text or give us a call, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Remember, this is a family program. Some of these texts are entertaining, but I'm not going to put them on the air. College football scores, a lot of non-conference games still today. Minnesota all over Colorado, 21-0 in the second. The one thing you can say about the Golden Gophers, they have been dominant. So far this season, they have rolled over New Mexico State. They beat Western Illinois handily, and now they're all over Colorado. None of them are any good. All three of these are bad teams, but the Gophers are dominating. And Mo Ibrahim, another monster day. Get this. 16 carries, 143 yards, and 3 touchdowns for Mo. Get him out of there. This game is over. Save Mo. For the Big Ten. Let's get to some games close to home before we run out of time. We might jump to the Big Ten schedule a little bit later on, the Big Ten scoreboard a little bit later on, but the Gophers well in hand over Colorado over at the U. Bemidji State leading Winona State 22-10 in Bemidji. That game early in the third quarter. Also in the third, Southwest Minnesota State leading at Mary. That's a haul. Marshall up to Bismarck. Wow. The Mustangs lead at 14-7. Couple of finals. Augustana on the road at MSU Moorhead, 31-7. That's about a four-hour drive down I-29 from the Fargo-Moorhead area to Sioux Falls. And then Wayne State wins at Minot State, 49-10. How about that for a Northern Sun road trip? Wayne, Nebraska to Minot, North Dakota. And still to come, under the lights in the Northern Sun a little bit later on, Upper Iowa at UMD, Minnesota State at Northern State in Aberdeen, and Sioux Falls there in the cities. They'll play Concordia St. Paul at 6:30 tonight over at Seafoam Stadium. I had a half a mind to sneak over there. Years and years ago, I did University of Sioux Falls play-by-play. I did football, men's and women's basketball, and now the great Tom Frederick does those games. Love to go over to St. Paul if my schedule allowed tonight to see the Cougars take on Concordia tonight. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to sell that upstairs. I'm not sure if I'm going to get permission to make that trip. All right, let's get over to the MIAC scoreboard this afternoon. Once again, a lot of schools are off this week. St. John's, Bethel, Concordia, Hamlin, among those not playing this week. St. Scholastica playing Crown College. And let's see if we can get a score on that. Yeah, St. Scholastica now leading at 63-14 in the fourth quarter. Another score here. Gustavus leading UW Stout in St. Peter 25-20. Hollingsworth Field in St. Peter at Gustavus is just a gem. Carlton leading Minnesota Morris 27-7. That game in the fourth quarter down in Northfield. And I haven't been able to see a score. Augsburg is at Martin Luther College in New Ulm today. And then, of course, conference play in the MIAC begins next week. So you're up to date on some of the scores around the area. Let's jump to the Big Ten, tell you what's going on there on this Saturday afternoon here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Gophers well in hand leading Colorado. Also, Wisconsin leading New Mexico State. Yeah, Jerry Kill is in Madison today and down 28-0 midway through quarter number two. Wow, that's a bad team. Penn State leading at Auburn 7-6 late second quarter. It is Rutgers leading Temple 16-14. That game early in the fourth quarter. How about some of the finals? Number 4 Michigan beat UConn at the Big House 59-0 today. Oklahoma demolishes Nebraska 49-14. Sooners over the Huskers. Once upon a time, this was one of the great rivalries in college football. But this Nebraska program, now sans Scott Frost, they have fallen apart. And they have been rebuilding forever. I don't know if they're ever going to get it back, to be honest. I just think maybe that ship has sailed. That Nebraska football will never be what it once was. Southern Illinois leading at Northwestern, actually winning at Northwestern. The final there, 31-24. Other finals, it was Syracuse beating Purdue, 32-29. And Indiana beat Western Kentucky in overtime, 33-30. So you are up to date on what's going on around the Big Ten. And we will continue to follow those scores. Here's the lay of the land. Coming up, following the news and weather at 4 o'clock, we'll go outdoors with Steve Carney here at News Talk 830-WCCO and continue to keep an eye on the scoreboard, talk a little golf here at News Talk 830-WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.